You're listening to Archer Radio. This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com. Today is Sunday, April, 23rd?
Yes.
23rd, 2006. And we are traveling in the boyfriend's car. This is Studio C. And we are going to a cellar tasting at Linden Vineyards or Winery?
Vineyards.
And today the boyfriend has decided that he would like to be called Ricardo. Is that correct, Ricardo?
That's correct.
So, Ricardo, what's on your mind today?
Well, we're heading out to Linden, and we're going to do a cellar tasting there with two other friends, and we're going to have a very nice afternoon.
Yes, we are, and I brought the camera and the iRiver so we could record some. And we're, as I said on, I guess it was the 200th show, I was talking about cultivating a friendship with two lesbians, right?
Yes, and one of them is from France, and her mother has a vineyard, so it would be interesting to get to know her and get her impressions of some of the wines that we're going to taste today. And so it's going to be a nice afternoon.
Would you say that does she consider herself, not really like an expert, but does she do a lot of wine tastings and know a lot about wines just in general, or?
Well, I don't know that she considers herself an expert. I mean, any more than we're experts. I guess she knows what she likes.
True.
But she's from Bordeaux, so, and her mom has a vineyard, so I'm assuming she knows something about wines.
Now, have we found any bottles of her mother's wine? Do they sell it in the United States?
I don't think her mother makes bottled wine. She grows grapes for
other wineries. I gotcha. Okay. Well, so this should be interesting today. We're going to have a nice time doing some cellar tasting.
Look at how green it is now. We looked at beautiful wisteria vines, and things are all in bloom. The cars are yellow from all the pollen.
For the listeners, we're traveling west on I-66 in Virginia, and we're entering Fauquier County, and the trees on the mountains are all turning green, and as the boyfriend just said, we saw lots of purple wisteria, and we see some dogwoods blooming in the redbud trees. It's just absolutely gorgeous, but so today's going to be nice, although it is very cloudy because it's been raining all weekend, so.
Yeah, and you're wearing your culottes.
I'm wearing shorts, not culottes.
Because you're always wanting to show off your hot little legs, aren't you?
I am. We want to tease you with them. Do they make you hot?
I think you're trying to show up the girls who are going to show up today in their shorts.
Do you think they'll be wearing shorts?
I don't know, but if they know you're wearing your little culottes, I'm sure they will too. After a while, it's going to be a catfight between the three of you.
I don't know. I'm going to be very nice with them because I don't even know them. I haven't even met them yet. So, but anyway, it should be fun. I'm looking forward to it. Oh my goodness, excuse me.
That was not very dainty.
Forgive me. I'm so sorry. Now let's change the subject to, politics.
Okay.
Now, there have been some developments just recently with Miss Condoleezza, or Condoleezza Rice. There was a brief mention on a blog that was actually quoted from an article, the AP and Reuters, about Condoleezza possibly being subpoenaed for the CIA leaks, right?
Yes.
Okay, what can you tell us about that? And give us your feelings about the whole thing.
Well, I do read a number of political blogs, and the breaking news on at least two of them was that Condoleezza Rice will be subpoenaed for allegedly leaking information in regard to classified slash declassified. Who knows what's going on with the Bush administration and how they arrive at this point of leaking classified information that's declassified so that it's not classified, whatever. But she's apparently a part of this. Apparently, one of the folks involved in the Libby investigation is not going to be falling on the sword, so to speak, for the higher-ups in the Bush administration, and has confessed that Condi Rice is behind some of this. And that, now these were not, hearsay articles by bloggers who claim to have connections or
right, this was directly articles.
These were both linked to AP and Reuters news articles, but I have not seen them in the Washington Post. I have not seen these articles in the Washington Post.
Nor have we seen them on CNN or Fox or anywhere like that.
Well, but then we have to connect to that. We're wondering, well, why isn't this being reported to what we heard yesterday? About voting shenanigans from 2004, which didn't surprise me, but apparently a reporter for ABC News was set to reveal that the 2004 presidential election was rigged. She had primary source information from those in election offices that in swing states, apparently the vote had been rigged, so that Maryland normally votes Democrat, so Maryland went Democrat. So that it didn't look too obvious, yet in states like Ohio and Florida, the die bowl machines were rigged. And of course, Jeff was telling you about with the codes to access the machines were not...
The code is written, it's all the voting machines that they have in the past, the code that runs the machine has been public knowledge. People are able to look at the code to see that it is not tampered with or whatever, the code that runs the machines. Well, the code for the Diebel or Diebel machines was not made public for people to scrutinize to see if it was, set up to favor one candidate over another. And this woman found out that some of the Diebold machines were purposely set up to favor Republicans. Now, Jeff didn't say specifically the president, but he did say, you were explaining, if a county was traditionally went Republican, the machines were set up to go Republican, whether Democrats voted for them or not.
Right.
So the code that runs the machines is not public, which normally it would be. So if it was public, people would be able to see, especially programmers who know that kind of code, would be able to see that it was, pre-set up to favor Republican candidates.
Well, but this dovetails with information. If anyone had been listening in November, Jeff didn't specifically say it was the 04 election. I asked if it was the 04 election, and he said yes. So it kind of fits in with reports from, in November of 2004, I was listening to Pacifica Radio. They were reporting about machines that were doing tricky things. Like, in heavily Democratic areas where African Americans were the predominant voters, they were pressing Bush on the machine, Kerry on the machine, and the machine Bush would show vote. Bush. And so one woman said, I kept pressing Kerry, but the machine would show Bush. And so she did this several times, and it kept showing Bush, and she wanted to vote for John Kerry. She called one of the pollsters over, who yelled at her, why would you want to vote for John Kerry anyway? And this thing was going, these things were going on in Florida, and of course there were shenanigans in Ohio. This reporter wanted to break this on ABC News, and she was told by ABC News that they were not going to release the story because it was too controversial.
And then we asked, well, why? Why would they not release it? And then we were enlightened by the fact that
ABC is owned by Disney.
ABC is owned by Disney, and Disney does not want to have that kind of controversy behind them.
Well, they probably contribute to the Republican Party. I don't know what their politics are at Disney, but anyway. Now, the creepy part about it is that this woman was walking her dog.
Let me give a little background information first.
Okay.
A little background information. The guy that we're talking to is a bartender at Kincaid's in D.C. And people, Kincaid's a major restaurant, and congressmen, big lawyers, retired generals, reporters, lots of people go in there, and he ends up talking to them at the bar. So he gets lots of information. So that's how this came about, correct?
Yes. In fact, we were sitting around political people while we were there.
Yeah, we saw Mickey Cantor, the former senator, I believe, or congressman. But now at the same time, this bartender also does a pet sitting business. And now I'll throw it back to Ricardo, who will explain the connection there.
All right. So anyway, so this reporter was walking her dog. And out of the blue, this car speeds up and runs over her dog.
Luckily, didn't kill it.
Which didn't kill the dog, but on the same day, the reporter with whom she was collaborating also had his dog run over. In the same kind of circumstance. Like, from nowhere, a car appears, speeds up, hits, runs over the dog, and then drives off. Both of them. On the same day.
Clearly, like a warning, like, don't release this information kind of thing, right?
Right. So she is trying to... Rolling Stone is interested in the article, and Bobby Kennedy apparently is interested in working with her on breaking the story. So... You know, there go. There, I mean, there's our democracy. If you think it's, if you didn't think it was, you know, in hell, well, that's where it is. So, I guess that's what Jesus would do, right? This is the party of Jesus and virtue and moral, morally superior to the child-hating, queer-loving, liberal Democrats, I guess. Jesus would support these kinds of things?
Well, no, of course not. But I was really pissed off when he was first telling us that story, thinking, why the hell hasn't this come out sooner? I mean, if it truly was the 2004 election, this is 3 years later, almost. Why hasn't this come out? Why is it? I mean, was she spending all the time, you know, cooperating her resources? I mean, her sources or whatever. I don't know, but I hope this does come out.
Obviously, none of the major news outlets wanted to touch it. I mean, the problem is that she was working for a major news network who did not want to touch it.
Whereas I would think they would want to touch it because then it would bring, you know, publicity to their news organization. As long as her sources were credible and she could, you know, back them up, then I think that any news organization should go for it.
Not when they're controlled by contributors to the Republican Party.
Well, that's true.
I mean, the media has been bought. Why hasn't the media? I mean, for how many years has George Bush gotten away with literally murder? And it wasn't until Katrina, really, that the mask was ripped off the Bush administration. I mean, before that, I mean, they were treated with kid gloves. And so now that it's obvious that they're completely incompetent, and the political tide has turned against George Bush, I mean, you know, it's...
You know, and I said this a couple of weeks ago, that it seems like two or three times a week, something is coming out now against the Bush administration. Why, again, I've said this before, why aren't the Democrats jumping on all of these stories and like, bolstering them and doing something about it?
I mean, right now the Democrats don't really have to do anything. The Republicans are imploding under the weight of their own arrogance and ignorance.
Well,
I mean,
that's
with Tom DeLay gone, the Republicans are now beginning to bolt from the fold. You know, things are still, as I said on the 200th show, when things hit home, it's really up to the American people. I mean, we can complain about Democrats, but I mean, the American people have been willing accomplices. We have not held the media accountable. We have not held our elected officials accountable. As long as we can drive our Hummers down the highway and turn on the heat in our McMansions, you know,
things aren't going to change.
Things aren't going to change.
Speaking of that, I filled up my car with gas on Friday, and I paid $2.96 a gallon for gas.
That's cheap. I paid $3.17.
Well, because you're in D.C. It's much higher in D.C. Did you see, actually, you probably didn't see this on the news, that D.C. is the third highest gas price in the country. You know who the highest is?
California.
Hawaii because they have to have it shipped in. But so the gas prices are up again. I think that on Friday the a barrel of oil closed for $75.
Yeah.
Of course, you're hearing this on Monday, so it may be another high already on Monday.
And wait until hurricane season; it'll be $5 a gallon.
I have to get a new car. Speaking of that, Mike Hip from the Hip Perspective and PodcastSoup.net, he's going out and buying a Honda Civic Hybrid this weekend.
He should.
He sent me an email because, just writing off of that, the PodcastSoup.net is a year old, too, as just as Archer Radio is a year old, the Podcast Soup is a year old as well. So congratulations to Mike Hip.
Happy anniversary.
It was on April 13th, but he just talked about it last week. Anyway, it's starting to rain here in the car. Now, what was the other topics you wanted to talk about? I don't know, but I had a bad dream last night in bed and kicked the boyfriend.
We can talk about how you devoured an entire bowl of high-brand cereal and the consequences.
What happened?
Let's just say, thank God I stocked several rolls of toilet paper in Archer's bathroom at my house. Archer decided, we all know you have poor eating habits.
Yes.
And it would be a good idea to get all of this fiber in one. He literally devoured a box of all brand cereal in 2 days.
3 days.
Well, let's just leave it to the imagination of our listeners as to what happened.
Well, suffice to say, the boyfriend got no anal action this weekend.
Oh, that's crude. Oh, that's horrible.
But it's true.
Well, you didn't have to go that far.
I've learned my lesson. You see, actually, you know, if I want to be really crude about it, I was trying to...
Oh, no.
Okay.
We're not going to go there.
All right. But I've learned my lesson. I'm not going to eat all brand cereal, huge bowls, 3 days in a row.
Right. The entire box.
Do you hear that rain hitting the window? It's pouring down rain there.
Oh, well, it was supposed to be a sunny day today.
I know. It's supposed to be 74 degrees and sunny, but now it's raining. I think what we'll do is we'll take a little break and come back a little later. Maybe on the way back from the winery, we'll talk about what our cellar tasting was like.
And I think you'll be sorry you have your hot little legs exposed. It's not going to be hot today.
Well, I don't think it's going to be that cold either. Hopefully by the time we get to the Linden, it'll warm up or stop raining. Anyway.
You have to wear your wrap. Oh, look, that's 18.
No, we went 13. You went 13. Okay.
He's not paying attention.
I am paying attention.
He's not.
I know what exit we want. See? Exit 13, right there.
You need spanky poos.
Oh, spanky poos. I think it's... Somebody gave me spanky poos in there. Did you hear that on the 200 show? Somebody left the voicemail that said 200 spanky poos for Archer?
No, I didn't hear that one.
I forget who that was. I think it was Paul. Or maybe it was Henry. Anyway. All right, so voicemail...
Well, you need them. You need 205 spanky poos.
Well, you can give them to me later.
All right.
Anyway, we'll stop for now. We'll be back in just a second. We are back. What was a split second for you was like 4 hours for us. Would you say that's true?
Yes, Wilbert.
Wilbert? Where'd you come up with that one?
I decided that was your name today.
Are you still Ricardo?
I am still Ricardo.
Well, Ricardo and Wilbert just finished a lovely afternoon with two wonderful lesbians at the barrel tasting at Linden. Now, what are your impressions that you'd like to share with the audience about the barrel tasting and or the afternoon with the lesbians?
We had a lovely afternoon with two nice friends, one of whom knows quite a bit about wine. Her mother has a vineyard, and so she was raised around wine. Her mother grows Muscadet, which for some reason the French don't look, they don't think it's really a fine wine.
Yeah.
However, we had a Muscadet last night with before we had our dinner. I think they're very nice. And we went to a cellar tasting. We had some up-and-coming wines that are going to be bottled and released by Linden. And we also got to taste some first released wines. We had an Avenius Sauvignon Blanc, an O2 Merlot, which sold out before we left.
Which pissed me off because I really wanted that Merlot.
And there's an obnoxious car up ahead of us, making all kinds of noise. And then we had a very nice dessert wine. All of it, of course, served with complimentary foods. I have to say, Archer enjoyed the pâté, and he enjoyed the lox cooked with fennel and garlic.
Now, be serious. Do you think the listeners are going to believe that I even tasted that stuff?
Yes, because the listeners know that all of this food nonsense is simply a charade, and that you eat all sorts of adventurous things.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so the barrel tasted very, very well. We had lunch, and we had a red wine. We had a claret with lunch. We had a Sauvignon Blanc with some fish. And we spent 3 hours talking and all of this, and so we had a very nice afternoon.
But now here's what I found interesting about the wines at Linden. They have, while they have different varietals like Merlot and stuff, they don't call them Merlot. He names them... They're named after the vineyard where the grapes come from. For example, this lady named Sherry Avenius has a vineyard that has... She only has like 5 acres. And the grapes that come from her vineyard, she sells to the winery, Linden Vineyards. And then he makes wine with it. The guy, Jim Law, makes wine with it. But then he doesn't name it Merlot or Cabernet Sauvignon. He names it after the vineyard. So her wines are called Avenius Red or Avenius... Sauvignon Blanc or whatever. That's what I thought was interesting. Did you find that a little different from the traditional Virginia naming of wines?
Well, it's very French. That's what the French do.
Right, because they name it from the region that the wine comes from, right?
So you get it from a chateau. So he aspires to create wines in the French tradition, and so that's what he does.
Okay, well, then that makes sense, I guess. But, I don't know, I guess, since I'm just not used to that in the Virginia wineries. The guy was explaining to us that they don't call it Merlot, they don't call it Cabernet Sauvignon, that they just call it either the Hard Scrabble or the Avenius or the...
Those are the vineyards.
What was the other guy's name? Richard Boussau or something?
Yeah, Borsau or something like that.
Yeah. So we had an absolutely lovely evening. I mean, lovely afternoon. And, of course, Ricardo was extremely silly and had to be given spanky poos to...
Wilbert was being foolish.
What was Wilbert doing?
No. Wilbert was throwing the flowers on the tables. He was throwing those on the floor. Wilbert was running around and yelling and screaming. Wilbert was throwing glasses against the wall and breaking them.
Well, but Ricardo was hitting on lesbians.
You're the one wearing your culottes with your legs flat.
Did you notice they did not wear culottes? They were wearing pants?
No, because it was like 60 degrees outside.
And what temperature is it now?
You're the only one being flirty.
What temperature is it now?
62.
No, it's like 75.
It's not.
It is.
Oh.
The sun finally came out because, you know, when we were driving up here, it was pouring down rain.
And you just wanted to be a cheap harlot this afternoon, and you were flashing your wares.
There were maybe one or two cute guys there that I would want to do, or I would want to photograph at least.
I didn't see them.
Well, you missed the gay couple that was getting in their car when we were leaving.
Yeah.
The one driver guy, he was cute. But, so anyway. So we had a lovely time. Linden was wonderful. And now we're going to develop this relationship with our lesbian friends even more. We are going to try to... I suggested that Ricardo have them over for dinner because he's such a good cook and they obviously appreciate fine cooking, wouldn't you say?
Well, we were invited to their house for your favorite escargot.
Wait, was that for their house or a restaurant in Columbia Heights?
No, that's their house.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Well, I'll go to their house, but I want to eat escargot.
Of course not. You've had them so many times, you know you don't like them. How many times have you eaten escargot?
Six times.
None. Zero.
But it It's a snail. Why would I eat snails?
You never had them. Why would you eat a cow?
Because cows taste good cooked.
They're burnt.
Well, yes. Well done. Yes, that's true. Well done. All right. So have we rounded out the afternoon with our conversation of the...
I think we have.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Yes.
What's that?
Wilbert ate salmon.
Did not.
Wilbert ate goat cheese.
That I did.
Wilbert ate beet sauce with halibut.
Well, now I was tricked into that one.
Wilbert ate rosemary bread.
Did I?
Yes, you had
what
it
was
last
that?
Night at Kincaid's. You ate all kinds of things and you liked it.
There was no rosemary bread, honey.
Yes, there was. Wilbert's just silly. Just silly and foolish.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Of course not. You've never had those things before.
All right, boys and girls. I think we've had enough of this silliness. We will be back hopefully tomorrow with another show, if not Wednesday. But let me just say thank you to all the people who have sent well wishes and congratulations for the 200th episode and the one-year anniversary of Archer Radio. I appreciate it very much. A big thank you to John Ong, Special Delivery Mark. And I forgot to mention on the 200th show that I got a really nice email from Aaron wishing us best wishes for the 200th show. And... oh my gosh, I'm going to forget people again. Michael Sage, Michael Perry, Beth. Can you think of anybody else? I'm forgetting a lot of people I know.
No.
Okay, well, and thanks to Ricardo for putting up with me for the last 200 episodes. So, boys and girls, until next time.
Bye!
Bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.